Welcome to The Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Ed Richards.
And we're talking about a bug check code today that's a very common one. I don't want to say popular because it's a crash, but it is a common one. This is the bug check 9F.
Power state failure.
Yes.
Or driver power.
Driver power state failure.
It obviously, as the name implies, it's to do with power.
Yes.
And it's the failure to do a power operation.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in a couple of guises. The help, whether it be the inbox help or online, has a page for this.
And pretty good page. It's a pretty detailed. There's a lot of different things that can kind of cause this, different variations on a theme here, right?
Yeah. And the important thing is look at parameter one. Mm-hmm. That starts the ball rolling of what ballpark you're in.
Right.
And then parameters two, three, and four provide pointers to evidence, be it an ERP or a thread or some structure. In general, though, it's a failure to complete a power operation.
Yeah, so an IRP, IO request packet, all drivers on Windows have to respond to these IO requests, and in particular, this has to do with a power IO request. So we're telling a driver to power up a device, or power down a device, or like arm it for waking a device, or to allow it to wake the system. Various operations having to do with power on your devices.
And as Windows has evolved, obviously power becomes more and more important. This is how you get all day battery life.
Yeah.
We put things to sleep more and more and more.
And this is really why we see a lot of this class of crashes now, because we've gotten a lot more aggressive about powering things down, especially now we're going to modern standby systems where maybe the device may look like it's asleep, but really it's sort of partially awake.
There's tiny little trickles happening somewhere.
Yeah. So the power management has gotten more complex and more detailed, and so there's a lot of things that drivers have to do right.
Yeah, more complexity to deal with, and more edge cases.
Mm-hmm.
Debugging these, it's one of those standard things. Bring up the debugger, bang analyze minus V. You know, 9F being a very prevalent error code, bang analyze has a huge amount of code for it.
Yeah.
It knows what that argument one is. It knows that each variation of that for each version of the OS, and as more and more numbers are invented. Mm-hmm. And then it knows how to leverage arguments 2, 3, and 4, be it some structure or a PDO, a physical device object, which is a representation of a physical device, or an ERP, which is an IO request packet, which is please do this portion of work for me.
Yeah.
In general, the SPU will tell you the driver or the device or whatever it is. But if you want, you can dig into this bit more. And we're just going to give you a couple of the little commands that relate to some of these objects. So like, for example, subcode 3.1, argument 2 is a physical device object. The command for that is dev stack. And then we get that address. And then it will show us, how these devices are laid. And so in this case, it's an Intel graphics card sitting on top of a CPI talking to a PCI bus.
And in this case, the little arrow on the left there points to the one that you gave it in the stack. But it's dumping the entire stack top to bottom because devices are in a logical stack. Right?
Now, don't get this confused with like a call stack, or like a code call stack. This is the stack of a true stack, where it's just a stack of drivers and it goes through these. So some of these might be security drivers, like antivirus. Some of them may be encryption. Some might be whatever they are, right? And then some of them relate more and more to physical hardware as you go through the stack.
Essentially what happens is when we want to do an operation on this device, we have to send that request through this set of drivers, this stack of drivers. So that IO request packet gets passed from driver to driver. And each one does its thing. So if in order for us to power up the graphics card, we'd have to power up, make sure the PCI bus has power because that's where it's plugged in, right?
So and the CPI needs to be used to do that, to orchestrate that,
exactly.
that thing. And then, so that's actually the physical manifestation of it, and then the ERP, which is actually the work of it. And so parameter 4 was this address, so you use bang ERP, and it's gonna show you the state of it as it goes through the various systems. Similarly, with a subcode 4, we have different arguments now.
Yeah.
And so we've kind of lost some of those more rich ones and been replaced with, say, a timeout. So 14 in hex is 20 seconds. 20 seconds is too long. Down we go. In this case, it's a little bit more simplistic. Really, the only one that you can play with is this second one. And it's the thread that is having issues. Now, remember, this is a power subsystem complaint. It's got a plug and play triage block next to it, so it's power interacting with plug and play. Mm-hmm. Plug and play is a system that orchestrates the assignment of memory and interrupts to physical hardware. Mm-hmm. Very common, particularly for USB enumeration. Mm-hmm. In this case, we can get use the bang thread command because it tells us it's a thread. Grab the address and grab the address and it will give us a call stack of the thread who is working. Now, it may not necessarily be the thread on this processor right now. This is just the code thread, code's call stack, not to be confused with device stack, that is trying to do code. We are checking the DPCs, deferred procedure calls, the pending work on the box, goes into the power subsystem, not unsurprising since we're in a power bug check. In this case, it's actually talking to the plug and play saying, have you achieved all your power operations? And plug and play says, you know what, I haven't. No. There was one that took 20 seconds and I'm sorry, I couldn't finish it.
So we've added this watchdog timer. Yeah. So you didn't used to see a lot of 9Fs in early versions of Windows. What you would see instead was just a hang.
Yeah.
And so we've added all these sort of additional checks and things in the power subsystem, watchdog timers, and that's where you get a lot of these 9F bug checks from, because we'd rather you get a bug check that we can debug rather than just a hang, and eventually you get tired and have to power cycle your system because something's not working right.
Yeah. In general, when these things go wrong, it's a mixture of hardware and software. Try the software approach first. Run Windows Update, get the latest drivers, visit the OEM website, see if there's later drivers. If you have just gone through that process, roll back the drivers to the previous version. Maybe there's a bug in the new one.
Yeah.
If that all kind of exhausts the situation, then it may be one of those things where you need to look at, do I actually have a physical hardware issue? That's kind of like a more of the last steps of the process. But particularly when it comes to like maybe a particular drive, you might go, oh, the drive's getting faulty. Take that out of the equation.
There are cases where we'll get these because the physical hardware is not responding to the driver's power request. Yeah. So there can be hardware, underlying hardware causes, or it could be a driver issue. It really just, there's a lot of different things. So, but that'll kind of get you, at least if you get an idea of what device caused the timeout, that'll at least give you some hint in the right direction of where the problem lies.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for watching.